The U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee approved legislation today that would allow a land swap in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge on the Aleutian Peninsula. The village of King Cove wants the land to build a road on what's now designated wilderness. They say it's needed for medical emergencies, but environmentalists say the land is irreplaceable. It's a controversy that's been brewing for a decade. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
With one simple vote in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, the villagers of King Cove got a step closer to getting their road.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. The bills are approved.
Committee Chairman Democrat Jeff Bingaman led the unanimous vote to approve a slew of land bills all at once, including one that would exchange lands in Alaska. It calls for the King Cove Native Corporation and the state of Alaska to give the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service 61,000 acres in exchange for about 1,800 acres in the Eisenbeck and the Alaska Peninsula National Wildlife Refuges. Residents of King Cove say they need the land to build a 9-mile gravel road to connect their community with Cold Bay, which has an airport. The bill was sponsored by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
It was a good sign today to have this compromise legislation move through the committee unanimously. It was a good day.
Officials from King Cove, like City Administrator Gary Hennig, came to Washington this week to lobby for its passage out of committee. Hennig says the road could offer life-saving airport access and generally help the village.
It's all about quality of life for the residents of King Cove to have the ability, the peace of mind, the dependability, the safety of knowing that we can get from King Cove over to Cold Bay.
King Cove did get funding a decade ago, $37.5 million, for a medical facility and a state-of-the-art marine hovercraft that can take them to Cold Bay and its airport. But Hennig says the medical center isn't attracting staff, and the hovercraft is not sustainable in the small, remote community.
Simply because we can't afford it, the operating costs are an issue, and the weather.
Environmentalists were disappointed that the bill passed through committee so easily Thursday. Mary Beth Oakes is the D.C.-based director of the Wildlife Refuge Program for the Wilderness Society. She says the focus should be on helping the villagers of King Cove ensure that their hovercraft can work properly. Oakes says the slender isthmus where the road would be built is the feeding grounds of rare goose and is recognized internationally as an important wetlands area.
This is an area where migratory birds go to feed. It's got the largest area of eelgrass in the two lagoons, and it also is a migrating corridor, this little tiny isthmus is a migrating corridor for a number of animals, caribou, bear, and others.
Senator Murkowski says she understands concerns, and that's why the Senate Natural Resources Committee worked out a compromise to try and make sure that the road would leave a small footprint. That's not enough for the Wilderness Society's Mary Beth Oakes. She says as long as there are plans to build a road through designated wilderness, her group will keep fighting.
We're going to be working it very hard, and as I mentioned, we have folks who care very deeply about the designation of wilderness and what that means.
Now that the bill has made it out of committee, it can go to the floor of the Senate for a vote. A similar bill is waiting to be voted on in the House. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.